Prologue. Croatia. The blade glided past Max Riker's ribcage, narrowly missing him. He counterattacked, driving his elbow into the assailant's jaw. The man staggered back, slamming into one of the round tables outside the cafe. Chairs toppled and drinks shattered. No one paid attention. Tourists were already screaming and running for safety. The distraction had worked. The fight would have been the focus without it, but now it blended into the city's chaos. Riker's attacker recovered quickly, more determined, slashing wildly. The blade nicked Riker's cheek, but he swiftly grabbed the man's wrist, twisted it, and drove the knife deep into his gut, pushing it upward until the man struck the wall behind him. Riker glanced to his right. His target, Carol Kingsley, 34, cowered, her handbag in hand, dark hair windswept across her face. She searched for a way past, but was trapped by chairs, tables, and people hurrying for the stairs.
"The exchange was compromised," he said.
"My contacts are dead?"
He nodded. Over his comms unit, Max heard a teammate speak.
"Let's go!"
Riker extended his hand to Carol. She hesitated too long, so he grabbed her wrist and yanked her away from the wall.
"The others will be here in minutes."
"How many?"
she yelled, looking over her shoulder. He didn't answer, his focus locked on the crowd ahead. They elbowed their way through, Riker's grip on her hand unyielding. Weeks, months, even years had led to this moment. National security was just to the tip of the iceberg. Far more was at stake. Behind his sunglasses, Riker scanned the scene, noting the countless cell phones capturing the chaos. Had anyone recorded him? He didn't care. There were more pressing concerns. Unfazed, he adjusted his baseball cap and shades, partially hiding his features. The earlier gunshots had cleared most people from the wall. The same shots would have been a distraction for what should have ended with Carol dead and highly sensitive material confiscated.
"We move to Plan B," he said.
"Wait, what?"
"We have no choice. Down this way," he directed, starting down the concrete steps.
He noticed another agent hurrying up through the crowd. Riker watched as she slipped a hand into her jacket, knowing she concealed a silenced Glock 17. They turned on a dime, continuing along the wall. The defensive stone wall, stretching 1.2 miles, encircled the city. On a good day, it was a 40-minute trek. Every bend and view below was steeped in history. Wide, marble-paved streets fanned out into the heart of the old town, a testament to the careful reconstruction after the 1667 earthquake. Onofrio's fountain stood at one end, and the clock tower at the other, bookending the historic thoroughfare. To thousands, the city's walls were relics of a fortified era. To them, they were a trap. Riker glanced down at the Adriatic Sea, nearly 80 feet below. Waves crashed against the rocks. The thought of leaping crossed his mind, but quickly vanished. Another gunshot rang out, closer this time. Riker and Carol burst through a weathered wooden door onto a terracotta rooftop, the faded orange tiles warm beneath their feet. The Adriatic Sea glimmered in the distance.
"This way,"
Riker hissed, guiding Carol across the uneven surface. They scrambled over the sloping roofs, their footsteps echoing off the ancient tiles. Carol's breath came in short gasps as she struggled to keep up. Suddenly, Carol slipped on a loose tile. She cried out, pitching toward the edge. Riker spun around and grabbed her jacket. For a heart-stopping moment, Carol dangled over the narrow street below, held only by Riker's iron grip.
"I've got you,"
he grunted, straining to pull her back up. As he did, he saw their pursuer, a lithe woman with steely eyes, closing in fast.
"Move!"
Riker shouted, pushing Carol ahead. They raced across the rooftops, leaping over narrow gaps between buildings. The woman behind them moved with fluid grace, gaining ground. Spotting a balcony below, Riker made a split-second decision.
"Jump!"
he commanded, launching himself off the roof. Carol followed, landing less gracefully. Riker yanked open a sliding glass door and ushered Carol inside.
"Wait here," he said,
pushing her into the kitchen.